Rabbi wants to share tomorrow.
We'll see how far we get. If we need to, we could. Maybe we'll do it early. Would that be better to do it earlier? Yeah, maybe we'll do it like 10 o'clock or 10:30. Is that good? That way people still have time to start studying. Okay. So, let's just see how far we get. Okay. So let's I want to get back to, the question of Chazaka. And discuss that as well. But I think that's what we started discussing yesterday, but we only had about 15, 20 minutes. So let me circle back. Before we got, I was going to discuss this Shev Shmaitza, and I started, but we're going to continue with that. But before we do, let's just circle back just for a couple of minutes, just to make sure that we, we're on top of what we're discussing. Okay, so... So with regard to the question of this Chazik Isura, again, we have basically four Gemara, really five Gemaras, Gemara increases, but I'm not going to go through all of them. Just in our Shach Levitaria, it seems clear that Enechon Kenegedus Chazik Isura is not Nem. And what we've been trying to discuss is, why that is, or what kind of halacha does that reflect, on the limitation of Ein Echad, the fact that it is, maybe only a suffek or a weaker mevarer, etc., or is Chazik Isura just changes the nature of how we look at this particular mevarer. In a bigger way. That's the issue that we have been exploring. So what are the parameters of his Chazik Isura if it is Koveya? But whether it's Koveya or not, as we know, is itself a debate. So Argamar seems, absolutely to endorse its Chazik Isura as an obstacle to a Dechad Neman B'Yisurim. But in the Gemara in Yevamos, right, clearly it emerges as two deos, and that is very important. In the Gemara in Gittin, later on, what's the story there? Would you say, Mark? The Gemara in Gittin later on, Nun Dalet Amud Beis. If we could just discuss that Gemara for a minute. Oh, I should have brought a Kiddushin also. I made a mistake. Whatever. The Gemara Nun Dalet Amud Beis, which I think I told you to look at in the rush, right? What's the Gemara there about? We're not going to go into all the details, but...
Right, so the Mishnah says, a Kohen should pick up a Mikdash and he's in Chayavin. Yeah. It says, Tanur Abadam, I always say Mabitaros. But Amar Lo, Taros HaSisi and Mecha Nitmu, I must say Mabitzvachan, I'm Mabitzvachan HaSisi and Mecha Nitmu, Nemam.
Okay, so basically, what's the takeaway, that the simplest takeaway from this Gemara?
So, it seems like we're talking about, for Rabbi, you need Neman of Sub Biyado, and for Rabba, even if it's not Biyadav, the
Erechad
is
Nama. Right. We paskin seemingly like Rabba. Right. Right. But either way, there's no... What's the story with this Chazik Isura?
Right. So in these cases, it would seem...
So there's a Chazik Isura.
Or
a Chazik Ateira, right. Sorry. Okay. Correct. So this is a case of this Chazik Ateira rather than this Chazik Isura. So that's important, to know. But again, if in the sense that we're talking about, let's assume for the moment, or that maybe we'll discuss it right away, is there a difference between the Chazik Isura and the Chazik Ateira? But the main point is, if you paskin like Rabbah, is that this Gemara is biyado, correct? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. So you need biyado to be oser. The difference in this Gemara is, though, that this Gemara is in the opposite direction of the Yevamos and in Gittin. In Gittin and in Yevamos, we're talking about Eid Echad coming to be Matir, right? To be Matir Tevel, to be Matir Shchita, to be Matir Eshesish, right? Either in terms of Gittin or in terms of Misa Sabal. Right, in this particular Gemara in Mundalat Amud Beis, we're coming to be Oser. We have Taharos, and we're trying to be made. Eid Echad is trying to be made that they were Nitma'u, and then you have the Machlokas whether or not you need Biyado, or not. Okay, so the question is: does the opposite direction play a role? Either way, according to Abaya, it seems like you don't need Biyado, correct?
You need. For Bayad, I think you do need
Rava. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, for Rava, you do. Correct. Yeah. So that is that debate looms large. We'll get to the rush in just a minute in terms of what, Biado is in that sugya, and in general. Then you also have one other Gemara that I wanted to mention, or that I told you to look at. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin, right? What's that? On Samachay, thank you. Samachay on the base. What's that Gemara?
Should I read it?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay. Right, this just came after the question of the Kiyum. Amar Abaye, Amar lo eid echad echad l'chilev, and Allah shosig, neman.
So this also is a case of an eid echad trying to be oser, right, not to be matir, correct?
Right, but here it doesn't seem to be biyado. And
here it doesn't seem like there's any biyado.
And you have saying halal shosik, so that seems to be. Okay.
And you have?
You also have halal shosik. Tosa say that.
Yeah.
Right, Gemara in Gittin is going to be where he was machish, and that's all he needed.
Correct. So that's a Tosas. Again, the Gemara goes on, right. Just also to quote even Nit Mutar Rasecha. Go ahead.
Right. It's Tanatuna. Amar lo yedecha chad chelav. Amar lo chalpi potter. Time now lo ha. Amar lo hayshdek miami. Amar bayi. Amar lo yedecha Nit Mutar Rasecha. Halal shosik. Nema. Tanatuna. Yedecha domer Nit Mu. Galo. Amar lo Nit Mu potter. Time now lo hayshdek miami. Amar bayi.
So basically, Tosas in Tosas and Rush and many of the Rishonim, ask a stira between these two Gemaras,
right?
And they suggest that the difference is whether or not there's Hoda, whether or not there's Shtika Kahoda, or not. Okay, good. We'll see in a minute that Tosas in Kiddushin Samakayim with Beis also makes an important comment about. About the difference between Cheskas Heter and Cheskas Iser. You saw that?
No.
In this Tosas. Right? Nitmu Tarasacha? Saw that Tosas? Oh, okay. So we'll get to that in just a second. Anyways, in the Sugyan Krisos, as the Rajba points out, there the implication is that Eid Echad, is Naaman, again, even Keneged Chazak. So you basically have a bunch of Gemaras and some mixed evidence, whether or not Chazaka is going to be a factor, so far I'm keeping it neutral, or not. Again, the Balitosis mostly seem to come out in Yevamos and Gittin, even in Kedushin, that all things being equal, Eid Echad Keneged Chazak Isura without Biyado is not going to work. And as we noted, the Ramban, here, at least in Gittin, basically says, yeah, the Gemaras say that, but it's like, Lahagdil Torah, Ulahadira. It's just, it's like, devil's advocate, but they're not really serious about it. But that, we Paskin, Eid Echad is Neman, even against a Chazaka. The Rajba in Yevamos is a little bit more, takes it a little bit more seriously and basically says it's a Machlokes HaSugya. Does somebody have the line in the Rajba there in Yevamos? That's very important. And he repeats this in a bunch of his tshuvas as well. So the Rajba came to the conclusion that it's a machlokas asugyas, but Eid Echad is neman keneged is chazak isura lahalacha. That is the that's the conclusion. If you look at the Rush in Gittin, just look at that just for a minute. Nun Dalid Amud Beis. Right, the Rush has klalim. Everybody get a chance to look at that? I know I gave it to you. You know when you saw it?
Yeah.
So if we just have that distributed. He has Klalim. We don't have to read all the Klalim. He has like 15 Klalim? 15, where is it? That's the one in Perek, in Hanizakin there. Perek, was it Simin Ches? It's 1 second. So he has, Heches. He has like 14 different chilukim and edechodem and bisurim. Again, when people write klalim, obviously, it's their way of saying this is a, you know, either conceptually or practically or both, like enormously important sugya, and therefore we have to write, you know, summarize klalim. It's also a complicated sugya, otherwise you don't have 14, you know, different, cases. So, so the first one, I think, how does it go? Wait one second. You're in Simin Ches. You're in the summary already, right? Kol davar shehu safek, correct. So, two things are interesting in this Rosh, right? Number one, it's perfectly clear that that keneged, that the only time an echad is neman is if it's not keneged chazaka, correct? That's number one. V'lo is chazik, lo iser, v'lo heter. So far, he's not distinguishing, you know, between cheskas iser and cheskas heter. He's just telling you that if you don't have either, right, then Eid Echad is Naman. But an important piece in all of this is also one word, two words, namely, you don't? Correct, Kol Shekein. Why is that important? Now, that's a case where there's no Cheskas Iser or Cheskas Heter, but still it sounds like he was weighing the possibility of being Mechalek, right, whether Eid Echad is going to be Naaman or not. Right? So he says, Eid Echad is Naaman, Eid Echad is Naaman Lahatir, and Kol Shekein Le'iser. Correct? Right? Lomar Shehu Shuman, the Kol Shekein Im Omar Chelev Hu Shenaaman. So by saying Kol Shekein, he's telling us that in his view, right, the ability to be Oser is easier than to be Matir. Okay, as we've, you know, alluded to this, but this is obviously a critical question. There are different, like, expressions of it, and in its different expressions, you also might be mechalek, but in other words, let's say in Davar Shebe'et, Tosas has this idea, but in the opposite direction. So, but we'll just say for the moment that this direction we find also in the Ramban and in the Rajba. Okay, they also think that to be Oser would be easier than to be Matir. The opposite, as I say, we find in Tosfos in Gittin. What? Where in Tosfos in Gittin? Yossi? Our Tosfos here in the first parak, where Tosfos was considering the possibility that the din of Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachus Mishnayim itself, right? Again, this Kol Shekein we find also in the Ramban, and as I say, we have it in the Rajba, but I'll show the iterations just a minute. But Tosfos has the exact opposite. In what way? You have a line?
Can
I read it? Yeah, if you don't mind. What's the context? The question of Arayos, right?
Yeah, so should it be me or should it be Arayos? Tosfos reject the suggestion of Arayos. Tosfos says, "Good here, the UK Ram Shani, you got him sued. Bala will has to be sued, but Urban Abbey is served. Rock Abu, the main rival, dummy the Shah Arayos, how would he be in town? New Yish Lomar, the Haki Kamar, that if it was, that you can answer that eight up and then be sued in the half year. The other boy, Trey, Hani, really less, or the Chab, Lab, told me."
Oh, so this is with regard to what? This is in general, like even a Davar Shebe'erva maybe, that you might have thought that the din of Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim is only lesser, correct? But Lahatir, you would always be Naman, even with an Eid Echad, correct? That's very extraordinary. Yeah. So we also find this in Tosis in Kiddushin on Samachayim at base, correct? Anybody have that line? Venira, is it the Nira? Sounds right. You have it? Yeah, go ahead. What's he trying to explain?
He's trying to explain Stami Nachanam Yisur.
Correct.
So he says, it's Arach Lomar, the Hadra of the Chol Duchtin, Eirachanam Yisurin, Hainu Dafka Lahakir, Kigon Basar Zubinu Keres, El Chatilcha Zushal Shuman, Havu Lesser Hadavar, Eino Nelan. Ela Kimoshe Pirashti, that I guess that now needs to be Biyadim.
So this is a statement even when there's no Ischazik Yisura. Correct? In other words, this is exactly the opposite of the Rosh. I mean, the Rosh is saying Eid Echad is Naman B'Yisurim when there's no Ischazik Yisura. Correct? Again, you could have said, and most people say, let's just make it clear, Eid Echad is Naman B'Yisurim, let's say, right, period, as long as it doesn't, run into, a contrary, chazaka. As, and you might have said that, because there's no objective reason that you have to be mechalek, to say, Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim equally, Lahatir and Lasar. Right? The Rush is saying, that is true, but by sticking in the word kol shekein, right, he's telling you that it's easier to be lasor than to be lahatir, but both work. The Tosas in Kiddushin is suggesting that in general, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim works only lahatir, but not lesser, in the absence of some other factor like the Yada. So this, of course, and then, of course, you can envision, once you have this, I say different iterations, we already have different iterations, right? Because our Tosis is saying, and you might have thought that Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim, even in Davar Shebe'erva that you should be Mechalek, like the Tosin Kedushin, and saying, that it's Neman Lahatir, but not lesser, but you also might have suggested to be mechalek with, and I think that the Rajba, when he says it, I think he mentions this also, to be mechalek with regard to its chazak yisura. Now, if you hold that Eid Echad, you could have taken a complicated, view, which is Eid Echad is neman, keneged is chazak yisura, right, but only sometimes. Right, and then the sometimes could either be to be mechalek in the direction of the Rajba and the Rush and the Ramban, namely, you'd be neman only lesser, but not lahatir, right? Or in theory, you could have been suggesting, to go exactly the opposite way, that Eid Echad would be neman Keneged is Chazak Yisura, like in the Bali Tosis way, right? Only Lahatir, but not Lesser. Yeah?
The Rosh Russian self in the Klal Yud Aleph there.
Yeah.
It says Kol Davar Shel Bigado Shel Adam Afilu Ischazek Hetira Ne'eman Eid Echav Getame Deles. There seems to be going in the opposite direction.
Yeah. So maybe that's in terms of Bigado though. Yeah, I was going to mention that, 100%. It's strange. It's a little bit strange. But that's with regard to Biyado, not with regard to Eilech HaNem
and Bisuri. And because those two work differently, you might be Mechalik in opposite directions?
Maybe. I don't know why you would exactly, but I mean, I know that, I think I know the bigger idea, but I have it. I was just going to make that, I just want to go through the other points of the Rush first, especially because you understand that Biyado for the Rush is a kind of nemanus, a kind of bailus. So it could be that the nemanus of bailus is different. We'll get to that in a second. It's just different. But you're 100% right. There he sounds, even though he has the kol shekain, when he talks about eilech neman beisurim, again, not lemaisa, but at least in terms of his thinking, it's interesting that that's true for like an objective neman, but when it comes to what he calls bailus, he's the one who gives the formulation of bailus, which I'll get to in just a second. There he goes the opposite direction. That was going to be my next har. But thank you. Just read the line again. Which number is it again? It's like
Yud Aleph. Sin in Yud Gimel, but Kabbalah Yud
Aleph. Yeah. I also have that.
Kol davar shehu biyado shel adam afilu ischazek hetira ne'eman eirach v'tamei deles.
Yeah, afilu. So the afilu there is in the opposite direction. So I'll explain why I think that isn't the phenomenon in just a minute. Anyway, so this is a very interesting question. There's a lot of literature in the in the poskim about this. I just don't want to get too bogged down because we're running out of time. But as I said, the Yoredeya Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, is where a lot of this, is fought out. And you also have to look a little bit in the Tshuvas. I have it in my office. I forgot to bring it in. The Tshuva of the Marik. On this, which is quoted a lot, the Shach is relying on the Tshuva of the Marik. So this is we're seeing it here in the Rosh, in the Ramban, in the Rajba, in these two Tosas, in the Stira and the Rosh, or not the Stira, but the divergence in the Rosh. But again, just to remind everybody, as we have, this is part of a much bigger topic, which we've encountered before. Right. In other words, we had it in the question of Eidei Kiyum, very particularly, or the status of Ksav Yado. Right. In the context of Eidei Kiyum, we had it in the Rosh in Kiddushin, Perek Beis, Simen Zion. The question whether or not when it comes to Minui Shliach Laholacha, you're going to be Mechalik between Gittin and Kiddushin, or not. And if so, in which direction? And similarly, with regard to Ksav Yad, since the Mokor for Ksav Yad is always a Gittin, is it going to be Gittin, only, which is, as we discussed, the view of the Rajba, or like the Ritva said, Kol Shekein B'Kiddushin. So those two other examples, just in what we've seen this year, are... again, express this same interesting argument. The common denominator, again, in all cases being, is it, more, do you demand more to be matir, or do you demand more to be oser? And as I said, this is a perennial issue, in Viyatza V'Haisa, right, in both directions, Makir Shabaya Liyitziya. Are you going to say that, across, when are you not going to say that? And is part of not saying it going to be in either direction, right, challenging, whether or not, less or not? So I think the bigger idea in all these cases, I think you can look at it in different ways, and we'll still speak more about it. But again, in terms of Kula and Chumra, you would have thought, that... it's always easier to be Oser than to be Matir, from a Shmira, kind of point of view, obviously. On the other hand, in terms of, let's call it Yetziras HaChalos, it's more difficult to be Oser, than to be Matir. Right? Because... usually, and then this could also depend on the particular application. Like in Gittin and Kiddushin, as we've discussed, it's an interesting question. For sure, Kiddushin is a chalos, which is the iser, and it's also a mount here, but it's if you're looking at it in terms of eishasish. The question whether Gittin is like, you know, the undoing of that and the returning, you know, back to what was, or whether or not there's a chalos gerusha, you know that's, you know, there's a lot of lumbus connected, you know, with that. And the same, you know, on another level, you know, if you're talking about Mitzvah Sabal, right, you might be Bechalik between, you know, Kona Atzma B'Shnei Drachim, as we've discussed, you know, Beget or B'Mitzvah Sabal, whether they even work in the same way. But when it comes to, let's say, so in theory, if the issue is like, you know, Kula and Chumras, it's always easier, to be Machmir, you know, than to be matir. That's why Chazal say kocha da teira adif, which doesn't mean, as you know, some people have misinterpreted, that a heter is better than an iser. It doesn't mean that, or that you should try to find a heter rather than trying to find an iser. Maybe you should, but not because of that statement or per se. What it means is that it means actually the opposite, as Rashi explains it in the beginning of Beitzah. It means that if somebody argues, like a person of integrity argues lehetera, you know, then his evidence and his conviction and, you know, hopefully his argument, you know, has to be stronger or more compelling, you know, than the other side. And it's precisely because, you know, his sense of responsibility to be, he can always be oser misafek. You know, but you know, if you're a Yorei Elokim, so you can't just be matir misafek. So that's what kocha de hetera adif usually means. It means that if you're on the side of heter and you're a responsible, competent, you know, posek, you know, then there's like an extra edge. There's an added reason to think, you know, that your argument is stronger, or at least that you think, you know, that it's much stronger. But again, ironically, it's noveya from, you know, from the Yiras Shamayim part, which is that it's always easier to be machmir than to make. It doesn't mean that one shouldn't engage issues. Mishnah and Avos says that, you know, you shouldn't rely on the safek. You know, what it means is don't be lazy. And, you know, when there's a question, you should investigate it. You know, instead of just saying, well, I'm not sure, so you know, I'll be machmir. But if you don't have time to investigate it and you're not sure, then of course you should be machmir. So unless it's at somebody else's expense, and you know, one man's chumrah is sometimes another man's kula. Again, I don't want to get involved, you know, in the bigger question of good chumrahs and not good chumrahs and so on and so forth. There are of course areas of halacha in particular where one should try to be mekil and matir, but that's because of the stakes and other internal factors. But the point is that in terms of what we're talking about right here, like, you know, what level of, if we're talking about what level of certitude you need in order to be matir or in order to be oser, so dafka the kochab the teirah, as it's normally understood. I think that actually Rabbi Yosef Engel, you know, you can report this back, you know, to the proper authorities, or they can give you the Bar Makomos problem. I think he, in some of the places, you know, points out, like, you know, other Bar Makomos where the Melitza of Kocha da Teira Adif was used in a different way, I think in Gilyone Hashas. But, as I say, normally, Kocha da Teira Adif is just the other side of explaining why it's why you need greater evidence, dafka, to be matir than to be oser. And that's just logical. I'm just you know, explaining it. That's one side of the problem. But, as I say, if we're talking about, you know, not, you know, how much evidence do you need, you know, in terms of fear, the fear factor, or the risk, call it the risk factor, but we're talking about, you know, how much heavy lifting do you require, you know, to create or to establish, like, a certain kind of halachic reality, and certainly that aspect is what's koveh when it comes to things like Eidei Kiyum, You know, there, as I say, often you might say the opposite, although not always, because, you know, while typically it's true that a Dvar Heter, you know, is just kind of neutral and a Dvar Isur is a Chalos, there may be exceptions in both directions. Even to the extent that, you know, like it's, again, a kind of like a quasi, you know, philosophical problem, but, you know, even more of a quasi-halachic problem, you know, like in general, are things, you know, usser until they're mutter, or are they mutter until they're usser? You know, a little bit, you know, that's a broad question. A little bit that has to do with, like, you know, sveka daraisa, you know, lechumra being, you know, Durabanan or Daraisa, the debate between the Rambam and others. But in general, that's an interesting, you know, question, you know, to think about. Some people think, you know, that this has to do also with the question of, you know, the taroves, if you have like a taroves of heter beheter, you know, is there like a chalos of heter beheter? You know what I'm saying? Maybe heter is just the default, you know, of the world, and, you know, isurim, or no, is it the opposite? You know, shamayim lashem, you know, va'aretz asan levnei adam. So maybe indeed a matir for everything, just like we say amirasa legaboa, you know, kimisirasa lehejet. Yerushalmi explains, you know, the idea of kol hecha di isa be'gaza derachmana isa, that really, you know, it's hashamayim shamayim lashem, you know, so, you know, Lashem ha'aretz umloa. So when you make a neder, you know, instead of like viewing it as something, or it's a certain nidre gaboa, instead of viewing it as something new, what you're really doing is kind of, you know, imposing what always should have been. So what I'm trying to suggest is that there are different, on a risk level, being matir is always requires more than being osir, all things being equal, you know, unless there are complications. In terms of creating a chalos or establishing the presence of a chalos, I think usually it's true that, you know, less or, you know, requires more, is a status and stature more than lahatir. But I think it is connected to this broader issue a little bit, meaning what's the default of the world, if there is a default of the world. And either way, there's no question that you could be mechalek. You know, there are some cases where, you know, the status of heter is the chiddush or the chalos, and there are some cases where the status of iser is the default, you know, and therefore, you know, not the chalos. You know, behema, you know, bechayeha is asur, you know, and it's shechita, which is mat. So being shochut, you know, is not bringing it back to its original state, you know, clearly. It's not removing the artificial Iser. So, you know, there are cases where the default is Iser, and the transformation, and certainly even a chalos, basar shchuta, you know, is a chalos in the meat. There's every good reason to think that, you know, as well. So there, it's complicated. There's another complication, a little bit, but, you know, this is just a nuance in what I just said, and that's in terms of looking at cheskas iser and cheskas heter. Because, again, we're talking about different things. We're talking about the relationship between being matir and being oser, and whether you need more for one or for the other. But we're talking about different situations. We're talking about edekium, you know, the question of yitziras achalos is particularly acute, obviously, in that context, or the question of high stakes, you know, and consequences, if that's the, you know, situation there. But if we're talking about, you know, stam, like, you know, sveikos, you know, questions of, you know, tarobas and bitol, you know, or even questions simply of namanus, you know, that might be something different. If we're talking about particularly like the role of Ischazik Isura and the role of Ischazik Hetera, that might be a little bit different. In other words, overriding, like when you encounter, like the two Gemaras that we're talking about, our Gemara and the Gemara Yavamos, are cases of, you know, Ischazik, you know, Isura, she's an Eishes Ish. You know, it's Teva. It's, you know, Behema Bechayeha, either Nevela or Enashkuta or Eber Menachai. It might be difference between those two things also. But whatever. As we said, you know, Nitmu, you know, Taharosecha, you know, is the opposite. And Taharos, actually, are, you know, are pristine. Like, they're the, you know, they're the default initial status of things. But anyways, if we're talking about a chazik overriding a chazaka, not just, you know, the nemanus, you know, to establish that something is or isn't, I say then there might be a different issue in light of everything that we've been discussing. And that is, you know, on two levels. If the factor of this chazak isura, you know, is also just a factor in the mix, meaning on one side you have a echad, and on the other side you have, you know, a chazaka keneged. And you would even be tempted for that reason to say not just a chazaka keneged, what about a rov, and this kind of rov, and that kind of rov, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meaning as a force. It's a factor or a force in the, you know, in being machria or mevarer, you know, the question. That's one kind of chazaka that we've been dealing with in our context. And the other one is, you know, to the extent to which the edus that we're talking about, you know, is talking about identifying something, you know, or talking about implicitly about transformation that has taken place or an action, you know, that has changed it. So as far as those things are concerned, you know, cheskas iser, cheskas heter, you know, maybe, you know, again, if it's just, you know, the role that it plays, like, you know, it was, this was the default, or this is a factor, you know, and so then probably there's not much of a difference between cheskas iser and cheskas heter. But if we're talking about, you know, in particular, like overcoming or implying that something transformational, you know, took place, once again, there might be a difference between cheskas heter and cheskas iser, you know, in terms of, is it really a chalos, or is it really something that you have to overcome? Does it really require a matir, or is it something that, you know, just, you know, the transformative action isn't transformative, you know, in a conceptual way. It just has the effect of you know, defining that the status is different. In that gufa, there may be a difference between overriding, you know, a cheskas iser, which typically would be more of a serious, the need for a matir, etc., whereas often you don't need an oser to override, you know, a cheskas heter. You just, you know, need the circumstances of iser, if that's clear. That's not always true. I just want to make it clear. But, like, mostly that's a distinction, you know, which is meaningful. Okay. So, having said that, you know, getting back to just, you know, as a direction, I'm not, you know, so let's just point out the other point in the Rush and talk then for a minute about the other Ha'ara. The second klal of the Rush is what? Who was reading? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the second one? That if you have this Chazak Isura or Hatera, was that Beis and Gimel? What are we up to? Is it Beis and Gimel? Yeah.
Where does Tosos and Gibbon's like Svara come into play in the way you set it up? Because he mentioned like
Lav Kol Kamine. Lav Kol Kamine to be Oser something. I think he's assuming.
Like it's like in other Oser, it sounds like the Gavar Sheino Shalof.
Meaning the default is everything is Mutter. So you want to create something. You want to, if you want to acknowledge that something is Mutter, so that's, you know, then you don't need such a strong Mavarer. You know, but Lav Kol, to create a new status, and this is always a new status, Lav Kol Kamina, that you need, you know, something more formidable. That's what I think he's saying. Hechad is chazak etera. Go ahead. So again, the Rosh is very clear, right? That's connected as chazak katera. And what about Gimel? Great. Again, the Rosh is pretty, you know, he's helping us out here. Okay, so those are both. Those here, there are no kol shekains, which I also found interesting. Again, it's hard to know how much to be medayik, you know, how carefully he was writing it. But, you know, the fact that the kol shekain appeared in Eid Echad Neman Bli Chazaka Kenegdo, that's where you got the kol shekain. And you don't get a follow-up kol shekain here. You could have just as easily, right? And maybe there's a difference, as I said, just for the reason that we said before also. To establish something as mutar asr is one thing. To override something called a cheskas heter as opposed to a cheskas iser, those as chaloses might be different, right? But I'm not sure whether, you know, being medayik that he doesn't say kol shiku is already a kind of a level of diuk that I, you know, would, you know, to be honest, would be very hesitant, you know, to make. But I'm just pointing it out. I was looking for it. Okay. Good. So that is, Beis and Gimel are very, very important. Well, then, of course, comes Biado. Biado works against Ischazik Isura, correct? What is... First of all, he also mentions here, Agav, we should also just mention... That what is Vav tells us something important. What's Vav? Yeah, so what do you make of this? Anything?
You told someone to go do it.
He's quoting Ula, right? He's quoting Ula for Akiva? Exactly, for Tevel. So again, as we noted, you know, not everybody agrees to the Ritva / Nebuke Yosef that the din of Ula is limited to, you know, the Gimel. Again, the Marik, famously, in that in Shorash Ayin Beis, you know, the Marik wrote his Shuvas as Shorashim, but so it's called Shorash Ayin Beis. But the you see from already from the Rosh, and you know, a bunch of Rishonim. Again, the Shach mentioned in Simen Kuf Kaf Zayin Sif Katan Yadalid also goes against the and argues that the Rambam goes against limiting Ula to the Gimel. So that's actually very important. Okay, then he tells us that Biyado is Neman, that earlier says Biyado is Neman Keneged Chazaka. And then you have Os Yud Aleph, very important. What's Os Yud Aleph? Okay, here comes an important line of the Rosh, which became very celebrated, even though it seems clear already in the Balei Tosfos, but no, the Balei Tosfos didn't articulate it. Go ahead. So what's he saying? Don't think that Biyado works midin a kind of migo. I don't mean meaning he could do it, and therefore, you know he has the power because of his actual ability to do it, right? Because if that were the case, then it wouldn't help you in a case like this where he could do it, but he'd have to pay for it. Or Yod Mashma Gabi Sefer Torah. The Oda Mina Bisha Rabba. Now here comes the key line. Oh, so this is the this Rush is very famous for that reason, that the Rush formulates that biyado is a din in Bible. And of course that explains, or that determines, you know, when will you apply, you know, this halakha. Because if it was a kind of amigu, right, then it would only be, you know, to the extent that you can in the present or in the future. If it's a din in bailus, right, so not only, you know, will it apply in the cases that the Rosh is talking about, but even in cases where it was, the as long as there's still some tziruf to that, you know, original, you know, status, right, you can retain that concept of bailus. The Shev Shmaitza is very into this, you know, view of the Rush. He quotes the Rush on biyado. He tests it by wondering, you know, what will happen if you have biyado, but you know, it's contradicted by the real bailus. Like, let's say you're being mafresh truma, or you claim that you're being mafresh truma, or you're given the reshus to be mafresh truma for your friend, right? You know, but it's really his tabel, you know, and so on, and he's contradicting you. So you have a stira between, you know, the biyado, right, and the bailus. So like the Shev Shmaitza is very excited about that, because if the Rush says that the, you know, biyado is a din in bailus, like, can the bailus be better than the bailus, than the real bailus? So that's what he, you know, discusses. One of the things that he discusses. If we get to look at that whole discussion, you know, I'll read the line a later bit for you. But this is, of course, a very interesting, you know, question, a very interesting issue. And as we've noted, you know, probably, you know, Rashi doesn't see biyado that way at all. He doesn't see it as migu, you know, but he doesn't see it as bailus either. Probably Rashi understands, you know, biyado as something which, you know, neutralizes the impact of cheskas isa, right? Either as a factor, or maybe in terms of what we were discussing, as something which is koveya, you know, that there's the need for this transformative action. Because if it's something which is omed lios, but then you might be mechalik between different types of biyado. This idea that according to Rashi, the biyado somehow neutralizes the iskazik isura, as opposed to saying, you know, that there's, you know, erechonem bisurim plus biyado, you know, and they beat up, you know, or just biyado, you know, overcomes iskazik isura, is something that by the way, the Rishonim already, you know, kind of allude to. If you look at the Chidush Aran and here in Gittin, I think the Shev Shmaitza quotes that also, but either way, it's Alatar. If you look at the Chidush Aran, on the spot, you know, he makes this suggestion, and then he's Doched. But he does make the suggestion. I don't know if anybody has the line. And again, the Marik that I mentioned before in Simenai and Beis also has this idea. That Eid Echad Neon Bisurim Bischazak Isura Bibiyado is the equivalent of Eid Echad Belischazak Isura. Okay. And likely what they mean is not just that, you know, you have two against one, so, you know, you're back to one. It sounds like what they mean is that it, you know, neutralizes this factor, you know, in its own right. Okay. So, and then you had what we discussed before, and that is, however, the implication, again, Akiva, is that what? That when it comes to biyado, the effectiveness is greater. I mean, even though the Rosh says that when it comes to Eidecha Ne'mon Bi'isurim, you know, that makes sense more lesser than Lahatir. When it comes to biyado, you know, it's more Lahatir. So I think that is... Again, I also noted that. And my thinking was that, again, if the Balei Tosis and Rush had held like Rashi, namely that biyado just neutralizes his chazak isur and you're back to oidecha neman biyisurim, then that would be a total stira. Right? But since we're talking about, you know, two different bases of heter, one based on nemanus and the other based on bailus, so it's very possible that the nemanus of bailus is more compelling, you know, lahatir. It actually does make more sense. And, you know, the bailus factor, you know, lahatir, is more compelling. Even though on a, you know, objective Eid Echad Neman level, the opposite would be true. Okay? So I think that that is a an important distinction. Okay. Having said that, so now let me talk for a couple of minutes about one problem within Tosis on this issue before we move to other things. And that is as follows. Again, by the way, this is the language of the Ramban and the Rajba about the Chazak Isura, Lehetera and Leisura are a little bit different. That's also worth, you know, looking into. The Ramban makes it seem like the Koach Nemanus of an Eid Echad, you know, Lahachmir, more than Lahokel, is what's Koveya. I think the language of the Rajba and Yevamos sounds more like, well, there's no such thing as ischaza katera, or it's not really a chalos. If you just look at the language, you know, in the between, you have it there? Oh, yeah.
Going back to the distinction made between chazak hetzer and the two ways of looking at ischazak, why does everybody think that if it's about like a clash of powers, then there wouldn't be a difference between chazak and chazak hetzer? Isn't that kind of proof of the conversation that everyone's having? That if it's just about a clash of powers, then that would be the reason to...
And I'm, by clash of powers here, I mean like, oh, you know, like this is a question in general. Like, you know, when you have like a status quo ante, in other words, mukhzakus, does that ever, like, is that just mean the burden of proof, you know, is for you, you know, to establish, you know, that a change has taken place? Or do we also, like, attribute to that any kind of, like, you know, koach, you know, oath, that things are as they were, that kind of a thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Moshe l'mad over domer, and you certainly could be mechalek, you know, motzi mechaver olav araya, you know. So motzi mechaver olav araya is like a very powerful thing. But mostly its power derives from this status quo ante idea, meaning you want to prove, you know, you want to take money from me, you want me to write you a check, you know, the burden of proof is on you. My money is, you know, staying where, you know, where it is, you know, and if you want that to change, so, you know, you have to provide the evidence. It's the onus is upon you. However, there are like indications, this is like part of the discussion a little bit, of the Ksos's brother also, on, in the Kuntos HaSfeikos. Is that really true? Like, is Motz Mechaver Olav Araya, you know, like a Mukzakos? Is it more than a Mukzakos? Like, the assumption is that when you're talking about status quo ante, like Yored in Isurim, Chazakos, you know, that there's also this, like, oh, this is the way it's been, so the assumption is not just like, oh, if you want to prove a change, that's up, you've got to, you know, provide the evidence, but that, like, things are as they were, like, it's an interesting perspective, right? You know, until we know they're not. You know, there's, like, a default, even in reconstructing, you know, the truth as we know it, till now. So what I mean, that from that point of view, there's no difference between, you know, cheskas heter and cheskas iser. That's what I mean. But I do think there's a difference in terms of, you know, the status of cheskas iser and cheskas heter, for the reasons that we said before. Okay? Good. So now I just want to talk for a minute, or a couple minutes, about this nida problem. Oh. What is the nida problem, you might ask? Yeah, what is the nida problem? Yehuda? And again, I'm not going to get bogged down with it because this takes too much time, but...
Whether it's Tzchazek Yisura or not?
Is it a Tzchazek Yisura, one, and two? Is it Biyado? Excellent, exactly. So there are different formulations of this in the Rishonim. And, you know, even you have to look in different places because it comes up in a bunch of places. I'm not going to go through all of them now because it's really a peripheral topic to us. But, you know, Potter below Klum Yafshar, number one. And number two is I think it also, you know, may very well be important, you know, both for Biyado and Cheskas Iser in terms of our issue. So let's look just at Tosas, even though the Ramban is a different... Everybody has, like, a little bit of a different variation on this. So just, Yehuda, go ahead, if you don't mind, just to read the Tosas for a minute. We've read it before, but... No, you don't have to do the whole thing. Just here.
Vim Tomar Im Kain.
This is after Tosa says what? That the makar of Enechonem Bisurim is Visafrala, which a lot of Rishonim disagree with, as we know. Okay. So then Tosa says, really? Im Kain. Why? Because she's a Nida, so she's a Becheskas Iser. So then you see that Yachad is Naaman Becheskas Iser. Oh, that's a pretty strong question. Agreed? Yeah. Yeah, so that's very confusing. Right? Like, what's going on here? So, number one, because she is Tmeya until she's Toveles. So, what's the Yichus of Yemei Tahara? Right? That she's counting already Shivanakiyim, and that she's no longer being Roa. Like, what's the Yichus of that? And also, once if it's beyond with Litbol, if he means that way, if Tosis is saying, yeah, it's Ischazak Asura, you know, personally it's not, but, you know, you can't say, yeah, it's Ischazak Asura, but it's Biyado, because that's the whole point of Tosis, right? Tosis' critique against Rashi is that, you know, that Biyado is a different, you know, Mechayev, and it doesn't neutralize Ischazak Asura, it's like a whole different Biria. So you can't be saying that. So, so he's saying that it's not, number one, it's not Ischazak Isura because she's not Roa anymore, but she's still Tmeya, right? And then Biyada Litbol, you know, doesn't help you because, so then what are you saying? That even if there's no Ischazak Isura, you need Biyada? Right? Now, some people read it that way. If you look at Tosis and, you know, Josh was so kind to provide me with a Kiddushin, although it seems like Kiddushin is a topic that's close to your heart, or Ishus. Okay. So Tosis on Samach Dalet on Aleph, you know, Neman L'Nedarim, it's a funny Tosis that people point out, on Samach Dalet on Aleph, Tosis Deidecha Neman B'Surim, Tema Ein Neman El B'Davar Shabiyado. Tosa says, "Kiva the sofa li gadel, asau kedavar shabiyado." Then he says, "Why only ab?" Anyway, if you look at Tosa and Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, it seems like this Tosa thinks that Eid Echad is only Neman Bisur and Biyado, even if there's no Ischazak Isura. Right? So some people point out, "Oh, isn't that maybe kind of what Tosa is saying? You know, about Nida the Makar?" Because he says it's, you know, it's because it's Biyado L'Tavla, even though there's no Ischazak Isura. Right, that's a very strange shita. That doesn't seem to be mainstream at all. Okay, so what you do with Tosa and Kiddushin Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, you know, just be aware of it, you know, there's a discussion about it. But is that what Tosa, if you just read the Gemara, the Tosa here, Bipshuto, you don't understand why this isn't Ischazak Isura, but it sounds like Tosa's saying it's not. And then it sounds like he's saying Biyado, but if that's the Makar, then you would then you wouldn't have trouble with Tosas and Kiddusha. You'd say an Echad Neman be Surim is only ever when it's Biyado. Correct? So it's very difficult. We don't know what's going on. Oh. If you look at the Marsha, I'll just give you two examples of what people say. If you look at the Marsha, I don't think I told you to look at it in advance, did I? Well, Marsha has a clever answer. Marsha says, listen, there are two things. There's the Zman Re'iyas Adam. It says, during the Zman Re'iyas Adam, this is what he says, so check it out. He says, during the Zman Re'iyas Adam, it's not Biyado L'Tavla. Right? So there's no Biyado there. But it's not really Yischazek Isura, because it's not going to last forever, meaning the Re'iyas Adam is not going to last forever. Right? It's going to end. So that's not called Yischazek Isura. It's going to end by itself. It's going to end Mimela. What is the language Tosas uses? What do we say? Eina b'cheska sh'teiroa kol shah u'kish'avru shiva tahor mimela. Aye, but she's still... He's saying that basically there are two dinim. You know, on the one hand, like the metame, if you will, you know, is not a schazek isura, because that's going to end mimela. Right? On the other hand, you're talking about, oh, but she's still going to be tmeya, you know, until she's toveles. So it's chazak isura, not in respect of the mechayiv, the re'iya, but in respect of the status of tuma begavra, right? So but that's biyado. So I guess then v'safra law, right, is teaching you, you know, both dinim, I guess, or at least the first din, if not both din. Anybody have the marsha open? Hey, Tanya, have it? You have it, Shalom? Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Oh, right, that's what he's saying. Now, of course, there is still a chiddush there for the people learning Nida. This is like a really, really important issue. Like, you could have said there's no such thing as, like, are there two separate chaluyos of, like, Tumas Nida or the Metame as opposed to the Tuma? Or two different Tumos? That's an interesting question. Even in the language of the other Rishonim, it's like an important question. Right. But either way, that's the Marsha is addressing this question. It's a kind of an ingenious, you know, solution. The question is that really what Tosas is saying? Either way, it's based on certain assumptions, but probably some of those assumptions you have to make for all the Rishonim who are zeroing in on some sort of change that isn't an, you know, the change of Pisuk Re'iya and Shiva Nekiyim, you know, even though Begavra, she is still Tmeya. Right, two levels of tuma, or a metame and a tuma. Probably have to say something like that. But either way, that's what he suggests. Yeah.
So for the Marsha, we're talking about like on the eighth day, meaning after the Yemei Nida are done. Is that the case for the Marsha?
Well, no. It doesn't matter what day it is. He's just saying that she's always nemenes.
To say because. Why?
She's always nemenis because even if she's on in day one, I mean, we don't know. If she's claiming that
it's, she's claiming she finished her Yemei.
Yeah, so then we can't. If we know it's day one, then we know she's lying, right? She comes court, she says, right. Or she comes to the Baal and she says, "I'm finished," you know, whatever. So we can't know that she's not. If we knew that she was not, then we know she's lying. The question is, can we believe that? So what the Marsha is saying is, listen, there are two aspects, and that's a chiddush to say that. I mean, there are two. Physically, there are two aspects. The question is, are they legally, you know, two aspects? So he's saying, oh, there are two elements here. And as far as one of them is concerned, you know, we don't treat it as cheskas iser. Let's say it's omedas lishtanos, something like that.
Because according to her word, it's no longer humane either, right? So she's not the cheskas liros kol shad. It's already past her normal time to
right, but she doesn't deny. Right, exactly. So okay, she's saying that's right. Done. Right. And she went through it. Right, but you know, even as she, what we're saying is, even when she goes through it, we know that it's going to stop. Okay. Right, so and kol shekain, now that she's saying that it's done, but I would say even when she's going through it, you know, it's not you don't look at it as a cheskas iser. It's just something. Well, I'll explain in a minute, but maybe I'm putting a little bit of my own idea in. But right, but as far as her being tneya until she's tavelas. Right, so that's biyado. So I don't know whether the Marsha is trying to say, oh, we learn both dinim. You know, he could have said that. I don't think that's so clear. I don't think he's saying that. But he could have said it already. Meaning, we learned from Vesafrala that Yirachon is Naman b'Yischazek Yisura. And we learned from Vesafrala that, you know, Kol Sheh biyado, you know, is Naman even b'Yischazek Yisura. Right? So that's an interesting answer. The Shev Shmaitza in again, I like that whole, you know, Shmaitza Vav. So, and of course, like everybody else, he's troubled by this. He says, "No, everybody got the whole thing wrong. The Safra doesn't mean that she says to him, 'I'm Tahora.' The Safra means that she says to him." You know that that you know that she's not in a state of being roa anymore. It's that shlav that she's speaking about. Mm-hmm. So, as far as that shlav is concerned, right? That she's saying, "Oh, it's now yemei nikiyim." Do we believe her on that? So that you know that's a chazaka shomedes lipasek. It's not a cheskas iser. It's true that she remains, you know, if not for the biyado, you know, she, you know, would it be nemenes to say that she's tahora? But that's not what Vesafra law is teaching you. Vesafra law is teaching you that we believe her when she tells you where she's at in the count or where she's at in the stage of nida. So that's a clever answer. Right? I think it's like in Perikot Zion. Yeah, Zach.
Is that different than the Marsha?
I think so. I mean, the Marsha is saying, I guess it isn't so different. He's just saying that the Pasuk of the Safra law itself is teaching you, is only telling you, what he's saying is that there was no, Tosis isn't addressing in the Safra, Tosis' understanding of the Safra law is not addressing her saying, "I'm Tahora." It's addressing her saying, you know, Nipsika Hari'iya. And as far as that's concerned, you know, there's no chazaka. Period. So you don't even... Then Tosa's saying, oh, but what about the fact that, you know, it overlaps the Marsha. But the Marsha is saying, no, like, you know, there are two dinim here. And the Pasuk is referring to both. Yeah.
What's the last three words of Tosa?
That's that?
The Gambia the Litvol, according to the Sheshmai Sulaporia,
is
Musa. Is? Is extra.
Yeah, but he's saying that isn't from Vesafra law.
Why is Tosis mentioning the Gambia the Litvol?
I guess Tosis wants you to know how it is that you can. I mean, more important is how can you rely on the fact that she's still.
It has nothing to do with the Makar for
Ada. Vesafra. Correct. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to read it, somebody can get it. I think it's like Perikot Zion or something, where he says it. In the Sheshma. It's clever, right? Is it compelling? I'm not so sure. Okay. I would suggest a different answer, and I'm sure other people say this as well. And that is, I don't think that the biyado letavla here is a din and biyado so much. What I would want to suggest... Does somebody want to say something? Somebody? Oh, yeah. Ezra. According to
Marshall's paper, so saying that neither of the two
All Tosfos is trying to provide a case of Eid Echad, Neman B'Yisurin, B'li Yischazek Yisura, and B'li B'Yadav. Again, according to the Marsha, I think you could claim that Tosfos is trying to provide a right to provide a makar for both biyado biyischazik isura and nelechon neman biyisur below ischazik isura. According to, I mean, how do you know that ischazik isura and biyado works? That's not from v'safrala. That's because remember that's a separate din. I mean, where does biyado come from? According to the Shef Shmi, you like my idea within the Marsha so much that you're saying, like, how could the Shef Shmaitza, like, ignore that part? I take that as a compliment. No, thank you. I hear what you're saying. I think, but you could ask this question, let's say, before we had got into the whole Tosis or whatever. Right? I mean, or let's say, you know, there's some, let's say according to, whatever, let's say there's some other makar for how do you know biyado? So I think Tosis will say that the makar for biyado is, you don't need a makar for biyado. I think Tosis will say biyado is bias, like the Rush. I think the Rush put his finger on Bali Tosis' view. So he's saying that's just the regular din of Adam, you know, Neman, Allah, even though it's Mechudash. That's why I gave the example in the Shef Shmaitz also, like, what if your biyado bailus conflicts with his real bailus? You know, things like that. But I think that's a question in general. Like, your question's a good question, but Tosis never, when Tosis says, here, when Tosis says, one second, when Tosfos says v'im tomar minolon de'edacha neman b'yisurim l'shitaso, right, that doesn't include biyado, because he just finished criticizing Rashi, right, for confusing edacha neman b'yisurim b'liyas chazak yisura and edacha neman b'yisurim b'biyado, right, b'liyas chazak yisura. So when he asks, you could add the words mostly, right? You know, Bili ischazak isura ubili biyado. Just the way they're like the Rush when he's writing the Klalim in Hanizakin does. And then the answer is, we learn it from Nida, the Safra Liatzma. Then the question is, you can't, that doesn't work, it's ischazak isura. And then the answer is, it's not ischazak isura, because it's omedes lipasek. But it is ischazak isura because the fact omedes lipasek is not going to be matahir her and matir her labala. So the Shef Shmaitz is saying, no one says that Basafrala is telling you that. Basafrala means that we believe her, you know, where she is. That's all. So how come we do believe her when she says, I'm Tahora? Oh, that's because of biyado. But you don't need a makar for that, necessarily. I'm saying, right, who read the Marsha before out loud? Right, so it's not clear that he thinks that the makar teaches both things, right? He's just saying that the Tosis is telling you both things. Am I right? He says, Ikala Melef. That what? That Eidachon Nem Yisurim B'li Yischazik Yisura? I mean, therefore, you can, because of the, or even on the biyado part.
Yeah, he says both.
Oh, he does say both?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So even better. So, right, so. Say again? Well, I mean, the Rashba, anyway, is Eidachon Nem Yisurim, even if it is Yischazik Yisura. But yeah. But right, but all I'm saying is, if for the Marsha, then you'd have to Tosis asks, how do you know Eidachon Nem Yisurim B'li Yischazak Yisura? And then Tosis is answering, Bonanza, you know, the Safrala, you thought it couldn't even, you know, teach the, well, I'm, it teaches Eidachon Nem Yisurim B'li Biyado, you know, B'li Yischazak Yisura, and it also teaches you as a Makar, Biyado B'li Yischazak Yisura. right? You ask a good question, you get a better, you get a double answer. But the Chef Schmeitzel will tell you, no, not at all. Tosis wanted to know about Yachod Nema Bisurim, you know, Bali Ischazak Isura, Bali Biyado, and Tosis gave a good answer. In the end of the Tosis, they're also just telling you, by the way, you know, how do you ever believe her that she's Muteris Labala or that she's Tahora? The answer is, oh, that's because Omedes Litvila. Okay. Anyways, but I want to say something a little bit different. And certainly this is true, again, if we take the approach that the Ischazak Isura, you know, is all about, you know, being made on sort of a transformational, you know, change. But I think it might be true even if we just see Ischazak Isura, you know, as being like a factor, you know, in its own right. And that is that maybe what Tosis is trying to say. The only thing is, I think what you need to say here, and I'll just add, I'll say it in advance, is that the biyado here is not, you know, the regular, or you don't, it is the word biyado, but biyado litvol is more like, you know, kolsha, it's more like kolsha biyado, you know, eina mechusar maisa, you know, kind of a thing, which it, I think is kind of a little bit what it is kind of for Rashi anyway, but I think here in this context that's kind of what it is. Begam biyada, he doesn't say there's a biyada. Begam biyada litvo. Okay, so look, I'm working backwards. Let me explain what I mean. So, again, whether it's the formidable chazaka, like, you know, that like a rove or something like that, you need to overcome this idea that, oh, the default state is what you assume is the state until we know, you know, that things have changed, you know, etc. Or, and especially, if the idea is, oh, whenever this is Chazak Isura, so you're not identifying what the status of the thing is, what you're really saying, you're not saying, you know, she's a widow, you're saying her husband died. He underwent, you know, a status changing for her, you know, status, you know, change, right? Or there was a Maisa Geirushin, not that she's a Grusha, there was a Maisa Geirushin. But point is, whenever you have, what Tosis is trying to say is, listen, the Nida is cyclical, right? It's a, you know, not just a Chazaka Asuya L'Ishtanis, it's even more than a Chazaka Asuya L'Ishtanis. It's a process, but it's a process, you know, that that comes and goes. It doesn't have that kind of, you know, status. Because she's Omedes Litvila. This is just, you know, a part of the rhythm of life, you know, biologically for her. And, you know, in terms of married life, you know, for both of them. So, and that's what he's trying to emphasize with the, because really, it's the nida, and that's omed lifsok. Of course, you know, there's an artificial ikuv, and that is until she's toveles, right? She remains in the state of nida, right? But the second that, you know, nifsaka riyasa, she's already, and I don't want to get into the deraisa drabanan here, but she's already omedes litvo, the Leos Tahar, she just, you know, biologically and maritally, you know, goes in and out of Tahara and Tuma and Tahara and Tuma and Tahara and Tuma. You know, but, you know, consequently, you know, when she says Tahorani, you know, she's not saying, you know, this immense change took place. You know, she's saying, you know, in that cycle, which is omedes lishtat, not just chazaka omedes lishtat, it's more than that, right? It's omedes litvil. It's that's what I mean by the biyada. It's, you know, it's in the sense, like I said, the Gemara says, you know, kolsha, you know, eina mechusar kolsha, you know, kolsha biyado. The Gemara says, you know, eina mechusar maisa. You know, that what I think Tosis is saying is she's omedes lios tahora. So she's saying now, yeah, that's something that we anticipate. We don't say, oh, until it happens, you know, this is, you know, forever the default. You know, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. Yeah. A little louder, I just can't hear. The Safra-la is not... What do you mean? Oh, okay. I mean, okay. But I mean, you know, okay. So it's, but so either way, so you have the regular, you know, the regular nida, that's a different question. That's a question either way. Either way, what Tosis is describing, which is Pisuk Riyasa, the Omedes, you know, Litvila, Ubiyada Litval, I'm suggesting, isn't, oh, you know, it's Chazak Isura, but Biyado, it's, this is a totally different type of this Chazak Isura. Again, if you want to say Chazaka Omedes Lishtanos, but it's more than that, Chazaka Omedes Lishtanos, you know, is something, you know, like Mikvah, you know, Shenimdad, you know, and then later it's Nimsa Chaser, eventually, you know, it's going to be Mishtano. This is even, you know, much more than that. This is a process. This is a cyclical process. Yeah.
Is that what Rebbe said by Cheskas Memon, that for Halva is Omed Hiron?
Very good. That's a great example. Right. You don't say, oh, Shtar Chabiyari, my boy, you know, and of course you do. You say Shtar Chabiyari, my boy, and you have to prove it. But if you have Trey, or in general, you know, the whole point is you're supposed to pay it. So just because there's a Mukzakos, exactly what we said last year, there's a Cheskas Chiyuv, but it's a different. If Cheskas Chiyuv, which is Omed Lepiron or Omed Letikun, you know, has a different status, and that's something that you can anticipate or see as being more like an artificial impediment, you know, or a cyclical, you know, and therefore it's not this, you know, traumatic Edus Salha Shinui, you know, even though of course in order to change it you do need Tefila, right? Very good. It's a great mashal. Yeah.
Just to clarify what Remy means. So in other cases of biyado, the reason why that's a din in actual biyado is because whatever we're talking about, let's say we're talking about tevel, which is biyado, if you think of it that way, so then it's still tevel until you actually do something.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's a shira, and the fact it's going to really change because it's like an artificial ego, but the biyado is more of a retina.
Although, yeah, I mean, I'm especially contrasting it with Tosis's biyado. But what you're adding is it's even different than Rashi's biyado. Although the difference there is it's closer to Rashi's biyado, obviously. And even within, you know, because I like, is there a chiyuv to be mafresh, right? Or it's just if you want to be matir, the tevel, like things like that, you know. But here it's even more because it's not even just a one time.
If you wouldn't do anything, it would remain in the state.
Right. It's true that here also, if she's not Tovela, she'll be Tmei her whole life. But the point is that she's supposed to be Tovela. It's Omed. The Tvila here is more like the... Again, it's all this process, you know, and that still makes it different than... although within Biyados of Rashi, assuming that the Chidush Aran and the Marik, you know, and what we're saying is correct, which is, you know, that kind of neutralizes the Ischazik Isura, it's closer to this. I'm trying to explain that even though, number one, it's still different, in my opinion, and number two is that for Tosis, it doesn't need to be different from Rashi, it needs to be different from Tosis, meaning Tosis / the Rush, which is like, it's a Bailus thing, and that, I think, has nothing to do with Bailus at all here. Yeah.
Maybe a raya for Rebbe's read, because Tosis has this cryptic line which says, "Ucha she'avru shiva tehora memela." Which nobody would ever say that if you're the Marasha. What do you mean? There's a Cheskas Iser. That's for Rebbe's, you know, idea of the cycle. Then Mimela after seven, if it's Beyada and it's Omed for that, then Mimela she's Torah.
Right, that's already the next phase. And I think, again, from Anita point of view, there's a lot of rias for this as well, although the nuance is how to say it is you know, but thanking. Yeah.
What's the Begam on? Is it on? Is it like an addition to this Chazak Yisuro, or is it Begam?
The begam of omedes l'tvila.
Yeah.
So I think it's biyada, meaning it's not mechusar maisa here, you know, and it's a way of she's omedes l'tvila and she can do that. So it's I think it's you know not begam like va'od yesh lomar, you know, but part of like, you know, this is all right. She's omedes l'tvila, so it's not not only is it a chazaka, you know, haruya lehishtanos, and not only is it biyado. Let's say it's in Josh's way also. It's not, and not only is it like Rashi's biyado, you know, but it's more than all of those, you know. It's omedes l'kach, you know, and biyada l'kach in the sense of ena mechusar ma'isa, and omedes, you know, l'tfila. In some Rishonim, I think there is a language of omedes l'tfila. I think Ramban, yeah, does Ramban have that line in Yevamos? There he says niva l'tfila kaima or something like that. That I recall that. Is that true? No. Yeah. So that, right. So that's, I think, the Ramban says, you know, Litzvila Kaima. So that's, okay, I should call it. That's a good line. Good. Okay, so now what I would like to do is speak a little bit more about Cheskas Iser. I have two things I want to speak about. One is Cheskas Iser, and one, again, this different types of mnemonios for purposes of a masla and those things, which we okay. So yeah. Yeah, let me mention this very quickly. Other issues in Cheskas Iser line of this. So Nikur Hagid is a very interesting issue. What's a Nikur Hagid? Anybody? David? Well, what is Nikur Hagid? You know, the word for the Gid HaNasha, right? So we're... The issue is what? You have a piece of meat, and you don't know whether the Gid was taken out of it, you know, or not. So is that considered Cheskas Iser or not? So it's mentioned... Who mentions Nikur Hagid in our Gemara here? I mean, what is it? Rashi? Does Rashi mention it?
Yeah.
Rashi and Tosis, right? But they mentioned at the beginning, some people noticed this, right? When Rashi wants example of Erech Neman B'Yisurim, you have it there, David? Erech Neman B'Yisurim? Go ahead. It says Shari Amina Torah. So Nikur Hagid is included. Right? Later on, Rashi drops it. Hach is Chazik. Go ahead. Hach is Isra Ishasish. Go ahead. Yeah. So what happened to Nikur Hagid? Right? Tosis also mentions Nikur Hagid, right? Or when he talks about Rashi. I think he himself also talks about it.
I think the Rash.
What?
The Rash also mentions it.
The Tosa Rash keeps it. The Tosa Rash.
Rashi and Dalit.
Yeah. It speaks on Nikur Hagid. And Tosa Rash also here keeps it Lamaskana. Right? So this is an interesting issue, Nikur Hagid. So Rashi and Tosas, I mentioned. The Meiri also, Meiri Tosa Rosh, the Rosh, discuss this question. I'm sorry, I think the Rosh says the other way. Tosa Rosh here says the other way. It doesn't have Nikur Hagid. Anyways, it's explicitly, the Ritva says Nikur Hagid is a Chazak Isura. It's explicitly a machlokas between the Taz, or really the Ramah and the Shach, against the Taz in Yoredei and Simin Kufchav Zayin. And again, Shav Shmaitza loves this case of Nikur Hagid. He's just like so excited about it. So what's the story with Nikur Hagid? Asher, what do you think? Nikur Hagid.
The meat itself is not Asher.
Exactly. I mean, unlike Tevel, or nida, or you know, shchita, correct? Or chelev, or any of those things. Like, those are all things where, you know, the whole chefta is, you know, defined by, you know, the iser, or the cheskas iser, correct? And you do need, you know, typically some sort of transformative action. Again, even in nida, you do need the tefillah, but, you know. But the point is that she's kula nida, you know, the cheftza of peros shalonitkenu, you know, shalonifreshu, you know, bitrumas umaisros are tevel, you know, chelev is chelev, as we've discussed. So, the Vela and, you know, Eivor Melachai. But Nikar Agid is just a, how would you characterize it? It's a practical problem. Meaning you have to make sure that you don't eat the Gid. You have to do the, until you do the Nikar Agid, you're not, the Gavra, you're not allowed to eat this thing because you might encounter the, what do you call it, correct? But it doesn't, you know, define, you know, the meat. And when you do the nikur, is that like a matir or a transformative action? No, you're just like, yeah, Shalom, what did I say? Say again? Say again? Yeah. No, right, okay, but that's like saying, you know, that's a very broad common denominator. The shechita, I mean, there was something called nevela or eivor menachai, you know, and then you did a maisa shechita, and it, you know, this, you know, spiritual wave, you know, transformed it, you know, not the rabbi saying the blessing on it, according to the, you know, the Empire Chicken video, but the something like it, you know, the act of shechita is a matir, you know, for, you know, for, and to create a shame of Basar Shkuta. You're mafkia, you know, what was in the entire Cheftza, you know, the shame Nevela, the shame Eivor Menachai, the shame, you know, whatever it was, you know. But again, there's still a lot to talk about, like, you know, what is Trefa? There's no Heter Shkita, you know, things like that. You could say the absence of Shkita, you can see it that way. But in the end of the day, the point is that it's distributed as a definition throughout the Cheftza, and there's a transforming action. In Nikur Agid, basically, you have a legal problem, right? And that is the Gid is mixed up in the Basar, and therefore you have to cut it out, right? So both in terms of, so it's Basar Sheyesh Bo Gid, you know, it's not Gid, right? And the matir, you know, is not really a matir. It's more like a, you know, like a mavdil or a mefared or a mafrid, I should say, or something like that, right? Meaning you neutralize the problem. You're not matir or transforming. Not the gi, not being matir. The gi, the gid's still asur, and the rest of the basar was never asur, right? So to the extent that it is like, you know, if the default is that there's a gid in there and therefore, you know, you can't eat the meat, you know, and until we know that, you know, you have been menakir the gid, right, you're stuck. In that sense, it represents, it's common to shechita and to tefillah and to meaning that there's a cheskas iser in that sense, but there's no, like, there's no transformative, you know, matir or muxakus in that sense. So if an edacha were to come and he were to say that there's no gid, he's not being made on a, well, he's being made that what? That this basar, you know, was already de-gidded? Can you say that? Eitan said, okay, good. Previously. So it's number one, you could say that it's just being koveya, that there's no problem. Or you could, even if you say, oh, like the Eilachod comes along and he says, you know, that that he, you know, saw the de-gitting process, you know, so he's being made on the solution. But either way, he's not being made on a transformation, you know, a maisa, you know, which changed the status of the basar, right? So I would say if you're looking at his chazak isura, you know, in the same way that you're looking at, you know, how likely is there that there's a problem, and the default, you know, being like a rove or something like that, like a rubidisa come on or rubidalesa come on or something like that. So you could make a case for the nikor as being his chazak isura. However, certainly if you're talking about, you know, are you being made on the shinui, you know, or are you being made on the maisa, in other words, and that's a different kind of, requires edus and not nemanus, or even, as I say, just as a strong, you know, even if it's the strength of the status quo ante part, there is status quo ante. The status quo ante is that you can't eat it until you know, that this problem has been, you know, taken care of. But it's not the same kind of status quo ante, is what I'm saying, as the other ones. Yeah.
The Meiri explicitly
says this about Meir HaBasar. I know. The Meiri says that... Yeah. I think the Meiri and Tosis are Rush. I think that's the one I... Meiri says... One second. Yeah, do you have the language of the Meiri? I think it's just like a Be'urav or something. Right, that's a difference. One more time, just say it louder. Yeah, exactly. That's what the Meiri says. It's different. It's not as Chazak Isur. So that's the Meiri, and that's the and that's the Tosa Rush, I think, and that's the Taz. The Shach, the Ritva says it is a Chazak Isur. I think that's the Ritva, or Ritagraskis, whatever you want to call it. And the Rama treats it as his Chazak Isura, and the Shach, I think, in response to the Taz in the Kudas HaKasef in Yoredeya, and says, I got to understand what he's talking about. You couldn't eat it previously because it was Becheskas that there's a Gid there. You know, so that's his Chazak Isura. But I think the Meiri's language is a good language. He's basically saying, you know, you're not Matirit, you're being mezah, you're being mevarer it, right? Okay, good. So, having said that, oh, by the way, before we go back, just I want to say one other comment about Nida. And that's, of course, the other side of the coin. And that was when Tosis had the possibility that maybe Nida is Dover Shebe Erva. I'm sorry, this is an interjection just to add to what we said before. Just the other side of the coin. Instead of seeing Nida, even though it seems like it's Chazak Isura, as always like the quintessential Isurim and the Makar for, Tosis considered the possibility. Tosis said, you know, that Yesh Lomar Sokadaitach Techashiv Kemo Davar Shebe'erva. Yeah. So in Tomar, I ate echad nemam b'shari sura mafilu ischazak isura v'la biyado amay yitzruch v'saf for lali atzma yishlomar sol kadaita t'koshiv kodav shebe'erva. So that, I just want to point out, that is an interesting, that's another expansion of davar shebe'erva, an interesting question. We had that discussion about lishma as well, right? Tosas. But there's another piece here, and that is the status of Nida as Erva generally. So again, we haven't figured out what we're going to learn next year, but you know, one of the possibilities is Yavamos. So that's a big issue already in Dab Beis Amud Aleph in Yavamos. But it's an issue also in, you know, the Parsha Sashavua, you know, the Parsha of the Arayos, you know, Achrim Os Kedoshim, because as we know, Nida is Kares. And it's in the Parsha of Arayos. At the same time, you know, there is Tfisas Kiddusha. So this is something not to talk about now, but, you know, Tosis in the beginning of Yavamos, and Abbe Samen Aleph, and Abbe Natan, and Sefer Yashar, and the Rambam, this is like a big, big Yahari Vayavar, the Ritva in Psachim. So, you know, I'm going to leave it for next year if that's what we end up doing. But this line in Tosis, the Havamina, that is either about an expansion of Davar Shebe'erva or an important comment, you know, about Nida being Erva, you know, more generally. Okay, now going back to Ischazek Isura. Yeah. So I want to go now discuss a couple of more of the cases of the Shev Shmaitza, because I was rushing the other day. And then I want to talk about Amasla. So just to, as I say, the Shev Shmaitza, you know, discusses the problem of different chazakas and different roves, you know, from the perspective of, you know, how compelling, you know, in terms of the hierarchy, like which is a stronger, you know, force to be overridden, you know, or overcome. So his, you know, again, we could just make it bekitzur without going into all the details, but basically, one second. Yeah. So it starts off on Perek Hey. One second. I mentioned already the Perek Hey is where he talks about Nikar Agid. But that leads in, as I think I said yesterday, to the question of Biado. So again, in one of his pieces, he discusses the relationship in Perek Vav. Perek Hey discusses his Chazek, that's where he discusses Nikor, you can look it up. In Perek Vav, he discusses the definition of Biado. In that context, he discusses the relationship between real Bailim and the Biyado of Bailim. Let's see if I can find it here in Perek Vav. Just one second. What did I just say? Vav, right? No. Second. Vav Zayin? Okay, so then again, that's just a very interesting question. After quoting, quotes the Ramban. The Efshar, Kivin de Lefimasha Kosav Arash, Tama de Biyado de Chashiv Kebailim, Kivin de Biyado Mahani, Afilo Yapamachas Biyado Vata Ena Biyado, Im Kain Huadin Bailim Mahani, Kosha Yabailov, Apopisha Ata Eno Bailov. And so on. So he says, how do you have in the sugya in Hanizakan and Dafnun Dalid, you have the guy who is being, you know, made that Nitmu Tarosecha, and he, you know, is clashing with the owner. Right? So that is exactly, you know, where he discusses that issue. Right. Okay. So that's, again, that's something that you should be aware of. But the question of Eilecha Neged Rov, that's already in Perek Zayin. Heched Meid Eilecha Neged Ruba, Kagon Shahil Faneinu Beis Chatichos, Achas Kela V'Achas Shol Shuman, V'lo Noda Eza Shuman, V'Heid Eilecha Al Chaticha Achas U Shuman, the Choronira Dodas Tosis for Rosh Mordechai Dainet Echad Naman Neged Chazaka Elam Kain Biado Ruba Da Adif Mechazaka Nami Eino Naman. Okay, Miu Kfar His Ora Bazeh Rav Agon Bal Pnei Yoshua Bechidusha Perika Omer Umifshat Pshita De Naman Neged Harov. The lo mehem and eidachad nevi chazaka hainu dafke hecha de below divrei ha'ed haba chazaka gemura velo itra klal. The chazaka ki hai de lo itra klal adif mi ruba. Ma she'enkein hecha she'esh makom safek below divrei ha'ed de itra chazaka shaper somchinan eidachad. Hu adin legabe harov kiven de ika miu miuta ha'mesayei al divrei ha'ed. And then the line that I read the other day, anyways, the Bikitsur, again, the thrust of all of these discussions is in what's more powerful. The only thing is, in that itself, there are some factors. So, for example, here, the question is, let's say you have like an Eidachod Keneged Chazakah, but instead of the Eidachod, telling you that the Chazakah changed, the Eidachad is telling you that let's say there's a mukzakus that there's a chazaka, and the base of the Eidachad is saying there is no chazaka. Right? Yeah.
It's not a cash me too when he discusses that. The sheikh will have to tell us that the whole question is whether or not the eighth thing, people need the eighth.
So I think the real idea here is, meaning, if I say, the typical case is I say, something is, I guess, like Nikra Gid isn't a bad example of that in a way. Like, there's a Gid, in the mix. And the Eidachad says, no, there's no Gid in the mix. It was taken out a month ago. So that's not the same. It's a little bit different. Right, that he's weighing cases like that. I think in the end of the day, it goes to the same difference I was saying before. Meaning, anything that's a status quo anti vadai mukzakus, the Eidachot can't deny its previous status. He can only say that a change took place. But sometimes, there's also like a chazaka that there's a chazaka. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say the woman appears to be, in a state of nida. We don't know that she had a tevila, but let's say whatever the din Torah or whatever the issue is at a certain point in time. And the Eidachot says, no, this happened way before. Like, you're wrong in the state of the cycle. So that would be a case where the Eidachot was actually being made that the chazaka didn't exist. Not that the chazaka was matired. That's what I'm saying. So what he wants to say is, in the name of the Pnei Yeshua, that whenever you have, we say ruba v'chazaka ruba, adif, but that there are these two types of chazaka. There are two types of rov. There's a rov, which admits of the miut, and there's a rov, which negates the miut. And this is an issue that Rishonim discuss also. He discusses, I'm trying to remember when. Not recently, right? If the Rishonim in Yevamos and in the fourth parak of Kiddushin, and so on, discuss this, question as well. That there are two types of roves. Like, there's a rove, or you have a rove and you have a miut, right? And they're on the same thing. And then you have things like rov nashim misabros, and miut mapilos, or something like that. So the effect is like that the miut, negates the rov, but it doesn't contradict the rov. So when you have a miut which doesn't contradict, even though its effect undermines the rov, right, is that better or worse? What's worse, like a straight out clash between a rove and a miut? Because on one level, the miut takes away from the rove. So that would seem to be more damaging. On the other hand, the rove defeats the miut. So, since it's a straight out factual, if we're looking at this, we're not considering that. So you could explain it in two ways. It's a little bit like Rupadis come on and Lays come on in a way. Anyway, the bigger point I'm trying to make, without going into so many detail, is that the Pnei Yeshua, the Shev Shmaitza, what they're wondering about again, is the relative strength of different chazakos and different roves. And there's some, you know, interesting debate about that. But basically, the common assumption is that if Eid Echad cannot be, it goes in both directions. If Eid Echad is not Neman Keneged Eschazak Isura, then anything that is the equivalent in terms of power of a chazaka, you know, the same rule is going to apply. Anything that is equivalent or more, anything that's the equivalent or less, you know, maybe Eid Echad, at least there'll be no evidence that Eid Echad cannot override. Okay? And similarly, even if you say, let's say, according to the Ramban and the Rajba, you know, and so on, let's say Eid Echad is Neman Connecticut, is Chazak Isura, right? So, but, you know, if these other things are more, you know, formidable, then there's no evidence that Eid Echad is going to override that. So then you just have all these interesting discussions. Are there two types of chazakas? Are there, you know, are there robes, you know, with miyuts or itras, or what about Rubidisa come on? What about Rubidalesa come on? And I think I mentioned the other day, you know, that, you know, the Shev Shmaitza has all these cheshbonos, you know, based on this. You know, maybe there are rule breakings here, but the rule breakings all have to do with the, you know, the Eid Echad, you know, and the strength in this context of the particular, you know, factor one way or another. But if we take the view that there's something unique about status quo ante, because that is always, you know, requires edus that a change took place, then that's never true about any rove, frankly. Okay? So again, I'm just going to read you a couple of lines where he, you know, discusses this. He says that he himself says, you know, Bade Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif, Elhadeid Echad Nema Neged Rov, Elo Neged Chazaka. That's for a totally different reason. The Hadeid Echad Eid Echad Nema Neged Chazaka, Hainu Davke Hecha Shagam L'Divrei Ha'ed Meikara Asura Ha'isa, and what I mentioned before, Bu Bala Hotzi Mechaz Kaso, Avla Chaticha Litzei Shenis Arva Bina Chatichos, Lo Hava Ruba, Eleman Deleis Le'Yediyah V'Hakara Ezohi, Avla Lamakir V'Yodea Shechaticha Zu Shoman, Enze Meid Neged Arov, Imkein Eina Eid Bazeh Meid Neged Arov, meaning Ruba V'Chazaka is Ruba Adif, says the Shev Shmaitza. However, like we were arguing before, with the Chazaka, it's hard to say that the Eid Echad says about a Chazaka that it didn't exist, because it's a previous status quo usually. But you could say, if the Eid Echad says, I know for certain, you know, that this is a miut and it's not the rove, you know, that might work. Because he's targeting, he's not overriding the rove. He's telling you that the rove, there is a miut. He's telling you this is from the miut. That's his edus. So even though Ruba v'chazaka, he basically has two views. He says some Rishonim think Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adiv ein eid echad neman keneged rove. And even the ones who will disagree, they'll disagree because they'll say that, you know, that he's targeting he's identifying the miut as a vadai. He's not saying ignore the rove. Yeah? Okay, good. So that's when he says, this is all in Perek Zayin, Ulefiza nira hode eid echad nema neged arov hainu beruba de'isa kamon. Right? De'ein arov elai de taroves, meaning it's all there, by de suffix shalonoda klam mi hakshero mi atrefa. Avo beruba de'leisa kamon, this is a suggestion, Nira de ein eid echad neman lahayid neged arov. The haruba de leisa kamon eino machmas taroves el arov bifnei atzma v'hu rov b'teva. Well, divrei ha'ed gam kein meid neged arov. Kiven de eino neman neged chazaka mikoshke neged ruba. Afal gab, this is the key. De b'chol duchta ruba disa kamon adif miruba de leisa kamon. Kiven de ruba adif nami b'chazaka. So basically what he's saying is, Ruba is better than Chazaka, but Eid Echad can beat up the Rove because he can say, you know, that he can identify the Miut and say it's not a Safek. And for that very same reason, not only would you get one rule breaker, this is a Yitzi, this is like, you know, this is your stuff. And not only would you get one rule breaker, right, meaning Ruba v'Chazaka, you get a second rule breaker, and that is that Ruba, typically Ruba de Isa Kamon is stronger than a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, but here Ruba de Leisa Kamon will be more powerful than Ruba de Isa Kamon because you don't have that same, identifying the miut in the room, like, oh, this piece here, this is, you know, kosher. So therefore, it's going to be a double exception for the same reason. Okay, but again, if all this was status quo ante, the whole issue wouldn't be relevant to begin with. Okay, okay. Then, just one more second. Yeah, I'm gonna okay. Right, and he discusses, as I say, all these things, both for the Rosh and Bali Tosfos, who are, you know, convinced that Echad is Neman, is not Neman Keneged is Chazak Isura. You know, what about Rov? And he also discusses it within the worldview of the Ramban and the Rajba, and he thinks, or the Shach thinks, the Rambam as well. Okay, so now I want to turn to, he has many other examples of this as well, but you get the basic idea. So now I just want to turn our attention to the final issue, which is the question of, we'll call it kind of palgina nemanos, or the different types of nemanios, just to expand that just a little bit. Again, I'm going to have to stop here. So what's a good time for tomorrow that we can do? What's good for everybody? Morning? 10:30? 10:30? Okay, so we won't take too long. I just want to finish up with if you could look at some of these, I want to talk about two things. One is the two other things that he speaks about, which are, you know, the other two things that we just want to be a little more comprehensive about. One is Amasla, as opposed to Kivin Shigetshuva Nechozer Magid. That's one. And across, just to be aware, of the discussions, but, you know, in light of our kind of analysis, which is a little bit different, which is, like, different types of mnemonios, regular Eid Echad as opposed to Shnayim Eidim, or the level of different Eid Echads, Eid Echad Nem Bisurim for sure, and comparing that to, like, the classic case of Amasla is the Gemara you should look at, the Mishnah and the Gemara in Ksuvis, on Chaf Beis, you know, Amud Aleph, till Chaf Beis Amud Beis. That's what the Gemara says, Isha Sha'amra, you know, Eishas Ish, Ani, that she's Nemenes. It's on the Mishnah of Peshas and Peshit here. She says, Eishas Ish Ani, and Grusha, that's Peshas and Peshit here. If she just says, Eishas Ish Ani, we believe her. Shavi Nafsha Chaticha, the Isura. The question is that also Eidecha Nem Bisurim or not? But either way, that becomes important. The Gemara says if she gives an Amasla, like if she says, I'm an Eishas Ish, and then like a month later, she marries somebody, and they say to her, Mechatesi. And then she says, well, this guy was pressuring me, to marry me. So I said I was married. But I wasn't really married. I just wanted, to let him down easily or hard, as the case may be. So that's her amasla. She said, but now I marry. I found, a fine, good candidate. So that's called an amasla. So does amasla work only for Shavi Nafshe Chaticha de Isura, or does it also work for Elecha Neman de Isurim? Does it work for Neman Ha'av, to say that his daughter is married? Does it work for Neman Ha'av to say that his son is his son or not his son, or is a Bechor or is not a Bechor, etc.? Meaning, different levels of Nemanus. When do you say the equivalent of Kivin Shigit Shuvin Achozer Magid? When do you say Amasla? That becomes like another interesting question to rank, to define you know, these different nemonis. That's number one. And then just a little bit to talk about, this Rambam question of Yuchsak Be'ed Echad, to look at the Rambams in Perek Tezayin Alachava, but also the one in Shgagos Gimel Beis, the one in, what is it, Nazir, Perek Tes Halacha Yudzayin, I think, and then like the ones in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, like Chaf through Chaf Gimel or something like that, and Perek Chaf, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Yud Gimel maybe, something like that, and the Mishnah Melech, and the Shev Shmaitza. Those are two issues that I still want to discuss. I'll try to do it quickly, so let's try for 10:30 tomorrow morning. Okay? And then we'll finish up and then do Chazon.